Late in 1848, Friedrich Wilhelm saw his chance to get rid of the National Assembly in Berlin. A genuine workers' movement had begun to develop in the city, and mass demonstrations were held. Blaming the assembly for encouraging rebellion, the king had it dissolved by force. The revolution in Prussia was over. The Frankfurt Parliament continued to meet, but as revolution was crushed throughout Germany, its power grew less. Finally, it sent a delegation to offer the crown of a united Germany to Friedrich Wilhelm. Scornfully, the king refused, as he put it, to pick up a crown from the gutter. In June 1849, the Frankfurt Parliament was dispersed by Prussian and Austrian troops. The dream of a single German nation was ended for the time being. The poet Heine lamented the fate of those who had fought and won and then had seen victory taken from them.
The bodies of my friends lie around me, but we have been victorious. We were victorious. Yet round me lie the bodies of my friends. The sad hymns sound for the dead, but we have no time for mourning. Once more there sounds the bray of trumpets. Once more we must prepare for the battle.
The 1848 revolutions were just a little ahead of their time. Within 25 years, many of the aims for which the revolutionaries had fought and died were to be achieved. Germany and Italy became unified nations. Hungary achieved equal status with Austria in a dual monarchy, and a new republic was declared in France. But the aims of 1848 were not to be achieved in the way the revolutionaries had hoped. Otto von Bismarck, the Iron Chancellor who brought about Germany's unification, wrote,
"The great questions of our day will not be settled by resolutions and majority votes. That was the mistake of the men of 1848 and 1849, but by blood and iron."
Bismarck's way was not the liberalism of 1848. It was the way of national interests run riot, of brinkmanship diplomacy, of military force as the ultimate deterrent. It was to lead to World War I.